keep your lamb. Trimmed and burning, keep your lamb.
Trimmed and burning,
keep your lamb.
Trimmed and burning,
see what the Lord has done. Brother Don,
get glory.
Brother Don,
get glory.
Brother Don,
Spirit and the bride say come. Spirit and the bride say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say come. Spirit and the bride say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I follow through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words.
Oh, yeah. throne we sing, holy, so holy. Almighty God, so holy, worthy, so worthy. There is no other as worthy. Jesus, oh Jesus. Almighty God, Lord Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus. Almighty God, Lord Jesus, who was and is and is to come. Spirit of the bride, say come. Spirit of the bride, say come. Spirit of the bride, say come.
Of the Lord, prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Yeah. water, you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no
drops like lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly and the dream that you dare to. Oh, why can't I? Oh, someday wish upon a star. Wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where.
Reach happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus
was.
Oh, when he was.
When
Jesus
was.
What was sin the way?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, the happy day.
When it
can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Shadows in the stars appear.
go hungry, I go black and blue. I go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
Sweet perfume, and I think Jesus, welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, the Holy Spirit, our guide. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Abba Father. We praise you, Holy Spirit. And Abba Father, of course, watching over us all, our Creator, Yahweh, our Elohim, our Adonai, our El Shaddai, our amazing Abba. Thank you. Thank you for this day, Abba. Did a fellowship worship your son Jesus and you, Abba. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We pray that you had an amazing day, Lord Jesus, and that you get to bring us home today, Lord Jesus. I pray that Abba says you can come bring us home today. You're a Lobsher bride. We love you and we're waiting patiently for you. We adore you. We want to spend the rest of our lives, eternity, with you. So, yeah, our living lives, our eternity, because of you, Lord Jesus, we have eternal life. Through your bloodshed, Lord Jesus, we are forgiven. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross for us. In the High Rapture Centric Church, my church family, I love you all. I love you, everyone. I lift you up and your families up. Myself and my family, I lift us all up to our Lord Jesus and I cover us with the precious blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for continuing to shower us with favor and blessings and your love and your peace and your strength, your endurance, your compassion, your love, your healing. Thank you for healing all of us, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically. Thank you for bringing peace to our households and healing our family members. Thank you for any deliverance that needs to be done with any of us or our family members. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you just for being there for us always. For you say you never leave us nor forsake us. Even if we don't acknowledge you, we know you're there for us. Every day, 24/7. We love you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, I worship you. All right, welcome Jerry to chat. I love you, Jerry. Welcome guest to chat. I love you. No one on the line as of yet, but let us, as Mama Pat had the testimony last week, or the beginning of this week, actually, I think it was, about Ephesians 6:13-18, let us put on the full armor of God. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Ephesians 6:13-18. Very important. As we know, and let us do Psalm 91 as well. Another very important protection verse. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for you will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Psalm 91. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. And let us read Ephesians 1, starting with 3. Praise the spiritual blessings in Christ. The title. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He's freely given us in the one He loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, accords with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, with a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Praise you, Jesus. Ephesians 1, starting with 3. Thank you. We're ready to be redeemed, taken home to you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. We're taken home to you, Abba. That was 3 through 14. And, of course, let's do 2 Timothy 4, 5, 6. I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. In Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. I love you, Jesus. Praise you. Oh, what an amazing day. Can't even think. Makes my heart happy. Me being able to marry Jesus. All of us being able to marry Jesus. All up with Jesus, my RCC church. All the bride. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to read just Revelation 19, 6 through 10. And I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this I fell to his feet to worship him, but he said, Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. That was Galatians 19, 6 through, I believe I said 8. And behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash the robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs who practice magic arts, deception, immoral, the murderers, adulterers, everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy in this book, if anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from the book, this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and the holy city, which I describe in this book. And he who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. That was Revelation 22:12-21. Oh, that's interesting. 12 through 21, ABBA, ABBA. We love you, Jesus. Excuse me. Just read one more thing, and then I will tell you an interesting thing that happened into during text with Jerry, and talking about the show tonight, and how he was asking me if I was going to host. Anyway, so let us do 1 Thessalonians 5, actually 1 Thessalonians 4, and this is going to be 13 through 17. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of the men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Now, brothers, I'm going to go on to 5 actually now. Brothers, about times and dates we do not need to write you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep. Let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that we, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in the fact you are doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. That was also 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11. All right, so let me read the title page that the Lord had Jerry post. So Jerry was asking me if I was going to do a show, and I said yes, if Jesus wants to do a show, me to do the RCC Church, then he and I will host it. Jesus and I will host it. So he was going to put in the title page. Okay. This is the verse that the Lord gave Jerry for the show. It's Nahum 1:12. Nahum 1:12. He said, after I got the show, I told my daughters what verse he gave me. One says, are you serious? That is the verse he led me to last night. Now I already entered it on the title page. What? Are you serious? This is before I was given the verse. That's funny. He had already entered, what, are you serious? And then his daughter said, are you serious? And he'd already entered it on the thing, but then the verse. So this is the verse that the Lord gave Jerry. So he gave Nahum 1:12. And I just have to look it up. To get to what he wrote. Okay. So So this is what Nahum 1:12 is. This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Thanks be to God. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So it says, I will afflict you no more. So that was the message that Jerry got from the Lord for the title page of the of RCC tonight. He will afflict us no more. So that means we got to be going home anytime now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Mama Pat still hasn't called in. So let us play. And Jerry's still in chat, but play another song. I'll probably close out RCC. I love you all. I'll play a few more songs. God bless you all. I pray that you all have the rest of a blessed evening. I pray that I see you in the air this evening with Jesus, that we get to elope with him today. As I always say, oh, and it is today, well, actually, it's probably already starting in Jerusalem, like at sunset of the 18th. 19th is the Tu B'Av or something, which is the... it's a minor Jewish holiday, meaning love and rebirth. And that is already starting, like the, like I said, already started in Jerusalem around sunset, today the 18th. But it's technically the 19th, I believe. 18th, 19th. For us, it would be the 19th, I believe. I think it's already the 19th. For them at sunset. So anyway, it's Tu B'Av, which is a very, they consider it like, it's considered like the Valentine's Day of Israel for the Jewish people. The day of love. And every, a lot of people get married on this day. So it'd be great to marry our King Jesus on this day, elope with our King Jesus and marry him on this day. It would be amazing. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
I'm not a kid. days are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found the thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I thank you.
Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you. I worship you. We're coming home. Love you all. God bless you. Praise you, Jesus.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming.
Jesus, love you, Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Number 6, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily bread. And forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine, Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Matthew 6. My Yeshua HaMashiach, my Lord Jesus Christ, our King of kings, our Lord of lords. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Good night, all. I love you. God bless you. I'll see you in the air. ITA.